Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today is going to come from the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 12, 13, and 14.
Amen.
It's regarding the parable of the lost sheep. Very familiar scripture that I'm sure you've heard 100 times. But again, it is Matthew chapter 18, verses 12 through 14. I'm reading out of the NIV. Let me know. Say amen when you have the page.
Amen.
All right. Scripture says, "What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99? And go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little sheep, one of us, should perish." So I want to speak today on the topic, desperate times calls for desperate measures.
That's
true. Prior to Jesus coming to this earth, the Lord tried to get his people to come and worship him. To no avail. God's people continuously turned their back on him and fulfilling their own desires in their own flesh. So God allowed trials and tribulations to come in in order for man to come to turn from sin, turn away from sin, and turn to him. This is especially true in the Old Testament, where there were droughts, plagues, and famine. All this happened, God allowed it to happen, in an attempt to have mankind turn from their sin and turn to him. Now, does that by any chance sound familiar? In our present time, we're in a worldwide pandemic. The coronavirus has affected over 6 million people and over 186,000 people have perished. COVID-19, as it's called, has changed everybody's normal life. Now we all have to and should wear masks. We have to practice social distancing, and we are no longer able to continue our pre-virus activities since restaurants, bars, amusement parks, and movie theaters are closed due to the virus. In other words, man is unable to do the things that he used to do that pulled him away from God. Many businesses have either laid off workers or closed entirely. Several businesses have filed for bankruptcy and will never open again. This has resulted in millions upon millions of people being unemployed. And this has taken a toll on everyone. Some people are not wearing masks or practicing social distancing. Some people have resumed all of their pre-virus activities anyway, as if the virus no longer exists. Some people are losing their homes. Some people have become depressed from all of this. And some people have even taken their own lives. We are living in desperate times, people. And so many people are losing hope right now. Well, let me tell you something. God is aware of the COVID-19 and has heard the cries of his people. But let's understand this. God is not happy with his people because we have turned our back on him and chose to fulfill the desires of our flesh instead of following him. Since this is a worldwide pandemic and all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God, it is safe to assume that the entire world has sinned and fallen short. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a worldwide pandemic. We ought to thank God he wasn't angry with us as he was with Sodom and Gomorrah. He totally destroyed that. But you know, God has a lot of patience. And as a parent, we all know our kids, as we raised two kids. I know I raised two kids. And my kids knew what it would take to get me past that point where I said enough's enough. And they tweeted along the line, just on the border of that hitting that point. Because they knew when they hit that point, all bets was off. Now, as a parent, you have to have a lot of patience. But my kids inevitably would hit that button, hit that point where I would say enough's enough. Because it was due to them, me telling them over and over again not to do something, and they kept doing it over and over again. Eventually, you get tired of telling them. You hit a point where you got to really come down on them and say, look, this is unacceptable. Well, think about how if you had a world full of children, they got God feels. Now, he's more patient than us. We can't even compare our patience to his. But everybody I know has a breaking point, even God. You can swell up his anger too. God can get angry too. He's angry now. And he's at a point where he's like, you know what? Enough is enough. Mankind has hit that button. Mankind finally got to the point where God said, you know what? I'm tired of this. And he allowed this virus. Now, I'm not blaming God for the virus. Don't get me wrong. It's man-made. It's our fault. Man created the virus. But God allowed it for a reason. And I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that in a second. When God gave his only son, as stated in John 3:16, it was his desire that everyone, not just a few, but everyone would be saved and come to know him. That desire has not changed, and the price given for our salvation is still very high. I have to ask a very important question. Has the pandemic caused you to pray more? Do you seek God more, or do you blame God for the whole thing? Well, as I stated at the beginning, desperate times calls for desperate measures. God did allow this pandemic to come as a wake-up call to his people. Now, I know there's a lot of people that's going to disagree with me, mainly from the pulpit. But I didn't come up with this. God did. So if anyone has a problem, please go to God and ask him. But this is what he told me. He said he allowed this pandemic as a wake-up call to his people. Now, this pandemic has caused us to spend more time at home because we can't just go out like we used to. But you know what? All this extra time at home instead of ripping and running, it's a perfect opportunity to pray more, to seek God more, to repent, and do all the things we were not doing prior to the pandemic. As stated, as I read in Matthew 18:12-14, the parable of the lost sheep, has it occurred to anyone that if a pandemic could get more of God's people to come to him than ever before, that if God had to leave the 99 to get to the one sheep, is it worth it? Is the pandemic worth it if more souls are saved than ever before? Is the pandemic worth it if more people turn from sin and turn to God? Is the pandemic worth it if his name is lifted above all names? Is the pandemic worth it if you now seek God more and have a closer relationship with him? Is the pandemic worth it? Hallelujah. If your faith in God increases because you did not get the virus, is the pandemic worth it if you praise and thank him more for having a job, having the money to feed your family, and are free of the virus? Is the pandemic worth it if God is glorified in the end? We don't We don't see the big picture here, y'all. We're just looking at it through our own eyes. But think about it through the eyes of God. If he can get that one sheep out of this pandemic, it's worth it. We were not put here for ourselves. This is about the Lord. If he can get that one person that had been sinning or had turned their back on him or didn't even know him, to come to him and say, get on their knees and say, Lord, you are Lord. Or just say, you know what? I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and I want to be saved. If he can do all that through this pandemic, that one person, it's worth it in the Lord's eyes, not ours, in God's eyes. But think about this, saints. God can end this pandemic with a blink of an eye. That's a fact that is being overlooked in this whole situation. God does have a time for it now, for everything. When he does end the pandemic, and he will, take my word for it, what will you do? That's the question. Will you go back to the things, way things were prior to? Will you still hang out and not give God your time? Give him a little this, a little that, every now and again. Go on Sunday for a couple hours. Hang out on Monday. What will you do? This whole pandemic changed your life. It made you not be able to enjoy anything, Holly. You had to wear a mask to go to the store. You have to social distance. You can't meet with your family. I can't even see my mother, who's in her 80s, because of this pandemic. How will you act when it's gone? Will you appreciate that visit to your mom? Will you appreciate these things that you were not able to do when you are able to do it again? But will it consume you like it did before? The choice is ours. The choice is totally ours. But I'm not psychic, and I don't pretend to be. But here's something to ponder on, right? Perhaps God would not have a reason to be angry with us if we really went to him, and we wouldn't have to deal with pandemics and plagues and droughts and famine. If we didn't push that button to get God that angry, we wouldn't have to go through this anymore. If we really committed ourselves to God the way that we should, we probably wouldn't have to go through this. If we really, really appreciate what Christ did on the cross, why are we even having this conversation? God's whole purpose of sending his son was for our salvation, for us to get to know him, to have a relationship with him. And then God sent the Spirit to even aid us to do it. Now is the time we need to ask ourselves, are we going to go back to the things the way they were? Or are we going to continue in our walk with God? The choice is truly ours. But never forget that desperate times sometimes call for desperate measures. And this pandemic is desperate. It's causing a lot of desperation. But God will get rid of it. I'm letting you guys know it is not going to be here forever. God's going to make sure that it goes away. But we need to thank him like we've never thanked him before when it does. Because we have a lot to be thankful for. If we live through this pandemic unscathed, we really need to thank God. We really need to thank him, not just by words, but by our deeds. We need to thank him by going to him more, praying more, praising him more, thanking him more. That's what we need to do. So perhaps none of this would have been in vain. Because if you think about it, we all are that one sheep that's out there that needs to be saved. Every last one of us. From the pulpit to the pews. Every last one of us is that one sheep. Because none of us, all of us fall short. So let's keep it real. So that's what my question is to you. What are you going to do after this pandemic? Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be so thankful. I'm going to hit my knees so hard. I'm going to burn them. I'm going to thank God with all I got. Because I can't wait for this thing to be over. I don't know about anybody else. But I'm tired of wearing masks. I'm tired of social distance. I want to go see my mom. She's 85 years old. I want to get back to some form of normalcy in my life. I want to take my wife out to dinner. So when it ends, I'm going to thank God. And I'm going to thank him not only by saying thanks, but I'm going to thank him because this pandemic has indeed caused me to go pray more, to thank him more, to spend more time with him. And I'm going to continue to do that even more after the pandemic. And I suggest we all do the same. That's my word. Let me pray right fast. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you didn't get too angry with us like you did with Sodom and Gomorrah. We thank you, Lord, that there's hope through you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you eventually will get rid of this pandemic. But Father, we ask for patience with us, Lord, and we ask forgiveness. For we all fall short, Lord. We're all that one sheep that's lost. Help us, oh Lord, to come to you, Lord. Help us to be faithful to you. Help us to be with you all the time, Lord, and seek you daily, Lord. For you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that we're hearing this and we're feeling this, Lord, and we're not sick right now, Lord. We don't have the virus, Lord. Hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord, for watching over us and keeping us safe in the interim. But Father, when you do decide to end this thing, Lord, have us to thank you. I pray the whole world will give you praise and glory and honor and give you the credit for it instead of some man that came up with some solution all of a sudden that you gave him. We just praise, Lord, that you'll be glorified in all this, Lord, because none of this was done in vain, Lord. That one sheep will come, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One sheep will come, Father. Hallelujah. And it'll be worth leaving the other 99. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this word. I thank you, Lord, for using me for your glory and honor. May you be blessed, Almighty Father. We ask all things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God.